From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Deadly bombing attacks target police in Istanbul, Turkey. At least 15 people were killed and 69 injured when two explosions hit outside a huge football stadium. Witnesses said it appeared to be a car bombing and a suicide attack targeting security officers. The blasts targeted a bus carrying riot police from the huge Vodafone Arena after a game between Beşiktaş and Bursaspor. A VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack indicated it may have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups that have been battling the Turkish government for years.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year, including a June attack at Ataturk Airport that killed more than 40 people. At least 25 people were killed when an oil tanker truck exploded on one of Kenya's main highways Saturday. A Kenyan official said the truck lost control while going downhill between Nairobi and the central town of Naivasha. The official said the tanker rammed several vehicles before it exploded. In Nigeria, dozens of people were killed when the roof of a church collapsed during a worship service. A rescue official says that 60 people died when the roof collapsed on the Rainers Bible Church in Uyo City.